if there was any slight regret in my life, I think I would have been a great Hamlet, one of the great Hamlets, I think.
That's Richard Harris speaking to us in 1994. Mr. Harris, who died last night at the age of 72, lived long enough to play one of the great King Arthurs in Camelot and to find new fame as Professor Albus Dumbledore in the Harry Potter movies. As the wise and hoary headmaster, he guides Harry into wizardry and away from such dangers as the Mirror of Erised.
But remember this, Harry. This mirror gives us neither knowledge or truth. Men have wasted away in front of it, even gone mad.
Richard Harris said he took that role in the Harry Potter films because his granddaughter demanded it. But an acting career wasn't what he planned when he left Limerick, Ireland, for London in the mid-1950s. He wanted to be a theater director, but found success on stage in Joan Littlewood's theater workshop. In 1963, Mr. Harris starred as a Yorkshire miner in the movie The Sporting Life and was nominated for an Academy Award. He was nominated again nearly three decades later for The Field, and those two titles ranked highly in what Richard Harris felt was a pretty short list of worthwhile roles.
I would have thought about six. Yeah. I did five or six great pictures, and the rest were really rubbish. But Sporting Life is all I've liked. The Molly Maguires I loved. The Snow Goose for television. The Field. Mm-hmm. Hemingway I adored. I thought just to make A Man Called Horse for me, when every actor in Hollywood had turned it down. And I said, no, I'm going to make it against the advice of all my agents. For that alone, I'm happy I did that. Mm-hmm. And maybe Camelot, I don't know, romantic.
But the romance between Richard Harris and his craft was afflicted with conflicts. He often missed appearances and argued with directors, his disposition amplified by alcohol before he quit drinking in 1982. He said he never worried about his legacy.
I'm not into it. It doesn't really, why would it worry me after I'm gone? I won't be around to observe what people say about me. Look what they say about me now, for God's sake, and I'm alive. So a lot of it's not very complimentary, you know. So why would I worry about it after I'm dead?
Richard Harris singing his Grammy-winning single, MacArthur Park. He fell ill earlier this year and was receiving treatment for Hodgkin's disease at London's University College Hospital. He is survived by three sons and their families.